Onorevole Lanciullo, Fossignol, Signor Caravaglio. Most respected Honorable Pam, and respected elders, dear brothers, and brothers and sisters, listening on the online platforms. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to be in your company and to be at your feet. Alhamdulillah, the community of Itamaras as well, on always warmly receiving us, and the hospitality and the affection is something that we are most grateful for. And we give thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mats, for his favors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward one and all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve this muhabbat and this relationship for his pleasure. To commence our program this evening, we will call upon Qari Osama Saif. Qari Saif is an ustad and serving at the Darul Ihsan, Jamia Al-Ihsan Institute at Darul Ihsan. And Qari Saif has also done specialized studies at Darul Ihsan. And
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها والشمس إذا يغشاها والسماء بناها والسماء فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله فكذبوهم بذنبهم فسواها
livening our hearts and making the spring of our hearts as the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very beautifully taught to us. Allahumma ja'al al-Qur'an al-Azim rabi'a qulubina. Allah make the Qur'an Sharif the spring of our hearts. Respected elders, dear brothers, ulama ikram, and respected community members, this evening, exactly last week this time, at the Dhaka Pakistan Center in Durban, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a landmark and important event had taken place, and that was the launch of the book, The Early Guiding Stars of KwaZulu-Natal, 1860 and 1960. And inshallah, in this evening, we will take the opportunity to expand a little bit on this particular production and also look into the lives of these great personalities who have come to our shores more than many years ago, more than a century and a half ago. Before we go into the main program, we will request Maulana Mustafa Kamil sir, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, to render us some poetry.
ہر شکر سی سے بالا ہے بام کا اگے اللہ جانے مقام کا ہر شکر سی سے بالا ہے بام کا اگے اللہ جانے مقام صدیق و فاروق ہیں آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں وہ ہیں جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں اس زمین میں نہیں آسمان میں نہیں आप जैसा कोई दो जहां में नहीं, इस जमीन में नहीं, आसमान में नहीं। उसने सूरत अजब, उसने सीरत अजब, उसने सूरत अजब, उसने सीरत अजब, फिर अजब उस पे उसने कलाम पुकारा। अर्श कुर्सी से बाला है बाम आपका, आगे अल्लाह जाने मकाम आपका। आप हैं जीनत बज़्म कौनो मकान, आप हैं रौनक महफ़िल कुन्फ़कान, आप हैं जीनत बज़्म कौनो मकान, आप हैं रौनक महफिल कुन्फ़कान। अर्श से फर्श तक, शर्क से वर्ग तक, अर्श से फर्श तक, शर्क से वर्ग तक, नूर फैला हुआ है तमाम आपका। अर्श कुर्सी से बाला है बाम आपका, आगे अल्लाह ही जाने मकाम आपका। मुझसे क्या हो बयां अजमत आपकी, मुझसे क्या हो बयान अजमत आपकी, दोनों आलम में है शोहरत आपकी। मुझसे क्या हो बयां अजमत आपकी, दोनों आलम में है शोहरत आपकी, दोनों आलम में है इज्जत आपकी, दोनों आलम में है इज्जत आपकी, दोनों आलम में है एहतराम आपका। अर्श कुर्सी से बाला है बाम आपका, आगे अल्लाह ही जाने मकाम आपका। हर नमाजी की है अत्तहियात में, हर नमाजी की है अत्तहियात में, आपका तज़किरा बाद ज़िक्र खुदा। हर मुअज़्ज़िन की मैंने अज़ान में सुना, हर मुअज़्ज़िन की मैंने अज़ान में सुना, एक है अल्लाह का नाम, एक है नाम आपका। अर्श कुर्सी से बाला है बाम आपका, आगे अल्लाह। ही जाने मकाम आपका। क्यों मैं जानूं किसी और मंशूर को, क्यों मैं जानूं किसी और दस्तूर को। क्यों मैं जानूं किसी और मंशूर को, क्यों मैं मानूं किसी और दस्तूर को। सब किताबों से अफजल किताब आपकी, सब किताबों से अफजल किताब आपकी, सब निजामों से आला निजाम आपका। गर्चे सलमान है आसियो पुर खता, शब मगर एक अजब मौजिजा हो गया। गर्चे सलमान है आसियो पुर खता, शब मगर एक अजब मौजिजा हो गया। ख्वाब में रूए अनवर, ख्वाब में रूए अनवर नजर आ गया। सो गया लेते लेते जो नाम आपका। अर्श कुर्सी से बाला है बाम आपका, आगे अल्लाह ही जाने मकाम आपका। आपके साथ सिद्दीक को फारूक है, वो है जन्नत जहां है कयाम आपका।
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, Allah Mustafa, all refreshing in our hearts with those melodious words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was undoubtedly the spiritual light and the effulgence of this entire universe, and this light and this spiritual transmission was conveyed to the rest of the world from time to time, era to era, throughout the 1400 years that we have from the time of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam until it has reached us today, alhamdulillah, in this part of the world. And this light and this spirituality is carried in the hearts of men who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given this light and this ilm and this knowledge to. And alhamdulillah, today's, this evening's program is about those personalities, those legends, those stalwarts who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with this inheritance of the prophethood, and they had then brought it to this part of the world and they had conveyed it to the people of this land. And today, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the Islamic infrastructure and the beautiful Islamic amenities and facilities that we find today. So, as I was mentioning earlier on, that alhamdulillah, a program was held at Darul Ihsan Center in Durban, and a further program was held in Stanger, alhamdulillah, where a lot of the ulama who and personalities who are mentioned in this book, The Early Guiding Stars of KwaZulu-Natal, emerged from that particular town. And alhamdulillah, today we are in Pietermaritzburg, and we know that Pietermaritzburg is a town that has played a significant role in the establishment of Islam and in the spread of Islam in this province and in this country, And there are many ulama-i-ikram here and lots of madaris and centers, alhamdulillah, bi rabbil alameen. So to take us through the background behind the work, the hard work that was put together by the authors, piecing together the life of these great people, the history that went behind it, a lot of it was perhaps not recorded, some of it was recorded in fragments and in pictures and in people's, in the memories of people. And alhamdulillah, all of this has been brought together through this effort. And to walk us through this book and through the lives of some of the personalities of this particular town and other places in KwaZulu-Natal, we call upon the founder and the Amir and director of Darul Ihsan Center, Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And also, this year, the book was launched to coincide with the 25th year commemoration of Darul Ihsan Center. Darul Ihsan was established in the year 2000, and alhamdulillah, this is the 25th year of its existence. So, as a kalimatul shukr, in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book has been presented for the benefit of the community, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this effort and to accept it, and to accept everyone whose lives have been recorded in it, and give us the opportunity and the ability to follow in their footsteps, inshallah. We will now call upon Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما إنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذه بحظ وافر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين I will humbly request all to join me in reciting durood. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. Our honorable ulama kiram, respected elders, dear brothers, all who are listening on the audio streaming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed the ulama as the heirs of the Anbiya, as is mentioned in the famous narration of Bukhari Sharif, that the heirs of the Anbiya, al-ulama, warathatul Anbiya, they are the heirs of the Anbiya, and they did not receive any material benefit as being the heirs, like a share from the estates that were left behind by the Anbiya, because the Anbiya alayhi salam did not leave behind any estates, did not leave behind physical wealth, but they left behind a very great spiritual wealth, but with that spiritual wealth came a great responsibility. And this is what the ulama inherited. They inherited that knowledge, and with the knowledge they inherited the responsibility that goes with that knowledge. And what is that responsibility? It is to strive to preserve the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and to spread that knowledge, and to protect that knowledge, and to disseminate that knowledge, and to create the infrastructure for the passing on of that knowledge. This is the function of the ulama. So therefore we find that the ulama throughout the annals of history have carried out their duty and responsibility with great beauty. And what do we find? We find that when it came to, for example, preserving knowledge and spreading the knowledge, they spent long years studying, acquiring that knowledge through a lot of hardship. Especially when we're talking about our great senior ulama who are mentioned in this book and others, that they spent many years away from their homes, from their families. They traveled overseas. It took sometimes many weeks to travel by ship. And then they stayed overseas for 10 to 15 years, in some instances up to 19 years, studying overseas, away from their parents, their siblings, their relatives, to acquire this knowledge with great effort, with great sacrifice, with a lot of deprivation of comfort and luxuries. And they acquired this knowledge, and then they came to their communities and they served their communities. They worked very hard to spread this knowledge by establishing madrasas, maktabs, institutions, and slowly this knowledge was spread till every child in the community was able to acquire this basic Islamic education. And as a result of which, our community of South Africa is highly respected around the world. The respect that we have as the Muslim community of South Africa is not because of us, but in reality, it is because of the hard work and the sacrifice of the ulama. They are the ones who kept this flame burning, and as a result of which we see Islam alive in our part of the world, and we see that what we don't see in other countries. Just at supper time, at our honorable Imam and our respected colleague, Hazrat Maulana Bamji's house, one of our senior ulama who returned from a trip in Jamaat to South America, was giving us a little report back of the state of affairs there and how the community there, despite being from Arab origin, over a matter of one or two generations, they lost their deen completely. And they left the fold of Islam. And they are, you know, I personally also have been to South America. And we went to one town in Brazil that is called Mar del Plata. And one elderly, pious Muslim man who had come to this part of Argentina, he had established a masjid, but unfortunately, because no deen was kept alive and there were no ulama to make that effort, the result is that that masjid, when he passed away after some time, his children, they sold the masjid and it was converted into a shopping center. And we saw it with our own eyes. It had Islamic inscriptions on the wall, La Ghaliba Illallah. And sadly, the architecture and the hallmark of masjid is still visible on the structure, but it had been turned into a shopping mall. The Alim was mentioning to us that in Uruguay, in a place called Montevideo, the masjid was converted into a museum. And generations became murtad and left the fold of Islam. There are many jamaats that have gone there. May Allah accept their sacrifices. Very hard work to go and work there. And they tell you that sometimes you'll find a very old person, very old. They will come when they see you in your Islamic appearance. They will come and they will show you a copy of Quran and a musalla, and they say, you know, my grandfather or my father, they used to read from this book and they used to stand on this mat. But we don't know about all this. We are Christian or we follow some other religion, and this is something that is strange to us. We don't know about all this. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we can never ever underestimate the effect of the sacrifice of the ulama and the service of the ulama. The deen that is alive is really that hard work and that sacrifice that was made by the ulama, especially the earlier generation of ulama, and of course the present generation too. But it started off from those pioneers who had to work very hard just to get the basics going. Allahu Akbar. Such were the circumstances that they taught, sometimes in small little cramped little rooms. There was hardly much light, there was hardly much ventilation, and under very difficult economic circumstances, very difficult economic circumstances, with very little salary, very basic, they made sacrifice. Not only they made the sacrifice, their families made the sacrifice. They were content with the very basic things of this world, hardly much of a house to live in, and mashallah, big families, and looking after the community and serving. There was no, you know, like employment hours. You work, you are in the service of the community 24/7, 365. The mayyat is going to happen in the middle of the night, and the imam is there to give the ghusl, to perform the janazah salah, to read the dua at the qabristan. You're not going to say, look here, I only work my hours, it's not my shift now, wait till tomorrow morning. Weekends, holidays, Allah Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward of the sacrifices that they have made. So we find that in this way they kept the deen alive through their lectures, through their talks, through their sermons, through their bayans, through their majalis, through their advisors. They kept the deen alive and they connected the people to Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they played a very important role in so far as the counseling their community. Lot of marital problems, husband-wife problems, almost on the brink of divorce, breaking of homes. The ulama sat for hours with the couples, counseling them, advising them, guiding them, trying to make the homes so the homes don't break, mediating in family disputes and trying to save them from litigation, and issuing fatwas and giving guidelines to the problems of the ummah. And then the welfare work, the relief work that they did, caring for the poor people in the community, looked after the orphans, the widows, the invalids, the disabled, the ill, took care of the needs of all of these people, established funds for this, established yatim khanas, established musafir khanas. All these type of efforts were undertaken by the ulama, defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when any kind of, you know, corrupt ideology or corrupt thoughts were introduced to the community, or some deviated groups came around. These ulama were there to defend the deen, to preserve the deen in its pristine purity. And with all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with being the role models of the community through their personalities, through their akhlaq, through their character. They were people of great ikhlas. A lot of what they did was very silently, low profile. Many didn't even know. And when you read this book by their brothers, we will come to see, Allahu Akbar, what and what they did with their little resources, what sacrifices they made. They remained very low profile. They did not, make a big fanfare about the efforts and the hard work they put in. They were people of great sabr, tolerance. A lot of times they were ill-treated, disrespected, abused. But in the face of all of that, they still remain patient, they are tolerant, they overlooked a lot of these things, they did not retaliate, they forgave, they did not become disillusioned and give up the work of deen. but they carried on and they soldiered on with a great deal of patience and istiqamah and perseverance and steadfastness. Their sacrifices that they made, as I mentioned, the luxuries they gave up, the holiday times, everybody was gone. Imam Sahib is here, public holiday, any holiday, school holiday. Imam is on duty, he has to be there. He can't abdicate his musalla and go away. The families also make the sacrifices along with them. And then there were people of such simplicity. Their dressing, the cars they drove, the homes they lived in, their everything about their life was simplicity, humility, and coupled with that was the compassion, the kindness, the care, the love, the concern for the community. Allahu Akbar. These are really the unsung heroes of our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them and reward them with the best and the highest reward in dunya and akhirah. And so we find that they did their duty, they did their responsibilities, and then we find that they left behind a good legacy for the generation after them. And this is the important thing, to capture that legacy and for this legacy to continue. There are many, many things that can be mentioned, but as it was mentioned that this program, inshallah, we'll try and keep it as brief as possible, inshallah. We'll try and keep it as short as possible, because what we want is some take home, some take away from the program. We need to go back with something. Some of the things that we need to go back with is that at least learn, let us learn to respect and appreciate and honor these personalities that were with us. They are not here today, many of them, but their families are here. Appreciate their families, show respect to their families, keep relationship with their families. It is like honoring them, as the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One person came and said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I was not very well in my treatment towards my parents when they were alive." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Then be good to their friends, because that way you will be showing honor to them." And so this is one way that we can show appreciation for them. The other is to speak about them, to mention them, to talk to our family people, to speak amongst our friends about these great people as a mark of appreciation and gratitude. It's not a futile exercise to speak about a great personality or great alim who left us, because it has been said by the ulama and the awliya that in the dhikri salihin tanzil rahmah, when the pious are remembered and mentioned, Allah's rahmah comes down. If we speak about them in our gatherings in a good way, Allah's rahmah will come upon us. And to show our gratitude and appreciation by visiting their qabrs and going to their gravesides and making dua maghfirat for them and making isal sawab for them. And I will not be completely off the mark if we say that by visiting their qabrs, it will be a form of honoring them. And it will also be a means for us to be honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to honor an alim, whether he's alive or he's not alive, is a means of gaining honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also an opportunity for us to make dua through the wasila of this great ulama. As we know that this is our tariqah and our way, that we make dua to the wasila of the pious, and that is even greater in the hope of acceptance of our dua. So Allahu Akbar, this is one way of showing gratitude and appreciation for them. And then on top of that, to show appreciation and acknowledgement of this legacy they left behind of knowledge, to appreciate knowledge, to value education, to support education, initiative, to spend in that avenue, and to ensure that every child in our community gets the basic Islamic education. This is part and parcel of our duty and of appreciation. And then for us to follow in their footsteps, to try to do the good work they did, to try to work selflessly towards this, and also to work in harmony with each other, to work with unity, to work together for furthering the cause of our deen. And then for us to leave behind some kind of legacy, our own legacy, to be inspired by these ulama, to read about their accounts, to be inspired by them and to say, Ya Allah, use me, let me also be used for the deen of Allah. In this book, Alhamdulillah, we have not only enumerated the accounts and the biographies of the ulama, but numerous other personalities, pious personalities, great personalities of the KZN community, who are not ulama in qualification, but they were great servants of the deen. We have mentioned some accounts of them. So it's not only the ulama who served the deen, of course they played a key role, the primary role, but even members of the community can play that role. And this is what is required of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayat, tawfiq and guidance and acceptance. So what we would like to do now, inshallah, is to just highlight the lives of some of the ulama of Peter Maritzburg. Whichever town we are going to, we are highlighting briefly the accounts of the ulama of that community, just so that we have a glimpse and we have an idea of who we have in our midst. Many a times, we don't even know the value of the people who are with us. We have no clue. Mani Sahab. But who was the Mani Sahab? Who are we talking about? What were these people? What were their qualities? What were their qualifications? Allah, what were their services? If we read about this, really, my dear brothers, it is riveting and it is highly inspiring reading about these great, great ulama. The ulama of Peter Maritzburg were the people who established the Jamiatul Ulama, KZN. Roots and its foundation was in this very city of Peter Maritzburg, at the East Street Masjid. And the personality whose house the Jamiat was founded was none other than Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hanif Afriqi, Rahmatullah Ali. It was in his house. I met his son, Sheikh Zubair Afriqi, many a time in Johannesburg. And he said to me that when he was a little boy and the first gathering took place, his father told him, Zubair, tilawat kar. You start the tilawat. The meeting started off with tilawat of a young boy at that time, obviously now he's a senior elder of our community. And it started off there with that group of ulama, Allahu Akbar, and years and decades of service. So who was Maulana Hanif Afriqi? Just to give a little glimpse of this personality, so we know who are these people. If we did not know before, it's very unfortunate. Many of us, including myself, we didn't really know until this research was done. And now we come to realize what gems we had, what jewels we had in our midst. Now look at Hazrat Maulana Hanif Afriqi Rahmatullah Ali. Imagine he was a classmate of great giants like Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpoli, Fatawa Rahimiya, and Maulana Ahmadullah, who was known as the parent of Gujarat, such a great alim. And then he went to study, after graduating, he went to study in Delhi, Madrasa Aminiya, where he was a close associate of none other than the great Mufti Kifayatullah. You know, Tahir al-Islam, which many of us learned in our maktab, written by this great Mufti of the Ummah, Mufti Kifayatullah, Rahmatullah Ali. He completed his alim studies at Darul Deoband, and a special student of Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Maulana Azaz Ali, the Sheikh ul Adab. And he studied tafsir under Maulana Shabir, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, and Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori, Allahu Akbar. These are names of these great, great personalities that we hear and we revere as our akabir, and these are the direct students who are right here and who served us and whose fruits we are eating today. Alhamdulillah. Maulana spent 19 years studying, Ya Allah Akbar. In the most, it was not easy. Last Fazal, we went to complete our studies in India. And I can tell you that even though it was many years later, it wasn't easy. It's not easy at all. The conditions are not like back home. Lot of mujahada, lot of sacrifice. Things are not like how we have here. Things are not as nice as we are used to. But for the sake of deen, these great ulama, they make sacrifice. Just on a lighter note, once when we were in Deoband, South African visitors came, so I was taking them around and showing them. And outside the Darul Deoband, right at the gate of Darul Deoband, there was one famous halwa person who used to sell jalebi. So that fresh jalebi used to make and put there. And this brother was looking at the jalebi and he's telling me, you know what? First time in my life I'm seeing jalebi with raisins. I never saw jalebi with raisins. I told him, you sure? He said, yeah. I said, no, but I looked carefully. He said, yeah. I just did that with my hand. And I said, see, where's your raisins now? All gone. It was a whole lot of flies that were sitting on it. But to him, it looked like there was jalebi made of raisins. So, the famous thing about Deoband was all the memes, Maulvi, Mufti, Masjid, Makki. Makki is flies, a machar. The mosquitoes. But this is the sacrifices these great people made. They went through all that mujahada and then they came back and continued with the mujahada till the end of their lives. Although he was closely linked to Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was a murid of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Allah Akbar, can we imagine? And then he came to Maritzburg, he was at the top masjid. Then he was Imam at East Street Masjid, and subhanallah, amazing things. He was responsible for establishing the Nizamiya Madrasa in Maritzburg, where the plaque still states Nizamiya College, and which is our Nizamiya school today. And we also have many of the people of Peter Maritzburg who are students of the Nizamiya school, and this was part of his effort of establishing an institute of learning. And it was his wish also that the Darul should be established there, and it did happen for a certain period of time. And so we find that this was this great alim, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi. When he wrote a letter to Maulana Afriqi, he mentioned in the letter that Maulana, your services are more needed in India than in South Africa, thereby acknowledging his great abilities. Allah. He was a great historian, he was a great orator, he was a great poet, he had great interest in Urdu poetry, and some of his handwritten manuscripts are still with his son. Allah. And then we mentioned about the formation of the Jamiatul Ulama in the house of Maulana Hanif Afriqi Rahmatullah Alayhi. So this is just a glimpse of one of the personalities, and Alhamdulillah we have his children also, mashallah, still living. Last week when we did the book launch, then we acknowledged the sons, the son-in-laws, the grandsons, who are all present, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep them on the path of these great predecessors. We then go over to page 188, and I want to just briefly touch on the life of another great alim who served the Maritzburg for a period of time and then moved over to Greytown and passed away there in Greytown, and that was Maulana Ismail Muhammad Mayat Rahmatullah Ali. He served in various towns, and he was responsible for establishing a madrasa in Standerton and a hostel for the Muslim youth from the surrounding towns. For many, many decades, the youth used to go there and he used to benefit. When he moved to Cape Town, he established the Darul Ashraf Madrasa. And then later on, he came to Pietermaritzburg and finally settled in Greytown. And he served as Imam there. And he established a Madrasa Habibia there. And he was a personality who published books in English, Afrikaans and Zulu. And he also authored several books in Urdu and Gujarati. And these were published in India. So here we have another example of a great alim. And then we have a personality like our great Hafiz Muhammad Hafidi, who was known as, affectionately as Hafisa from Escort, but who had also been in Pietermaritzburg. He had served in Pietermaritzburg in Chakaskral, in Stenger, Ladysmith, Escort, and he was fondly called Hafsa of Escort because of his great love for Quran. He would read 3 juz Quran daily most of his life, and he would perform the 20 rakats of Taraweeh all by himself as an Imam. When he was in Chakaskral, he would travel to Vellore by train every day to perform the Taraweeh Salah and return home the next morning. He had to stay over because there was no train late at night. When he was in Ladysmith, he would travel to Washbank by train to perform the Taraweeh Salah and return home late at night. He was also a murid of Hakim ul-Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh. And of course, today we are very fortunate that we have the great alim of Pietermaritzburg, who is also the grandson of Hafiz Sahib from Escort, and that is our Hazrat Mullah Iqbal Rawat Sahib, Damat Barakatuh. Then we go to page 253, and then we have here the account of the life of Maulana Yaqub, Maulana Abdul Rahman Yaqub Suleiman, Rahmatullah Ali. He studied also at Nizamiya School in Maritzburg, and then he qualified at Darul Deoband, and his contemporaries were people like Hazrat Maulana Patel Rahmatullah Ali. He taught for a while in Freiburg and then came back to Maritzburg. He used to give Jummah Bayans at Top Mosque and give a lot of Bayans on big nights and so on in different masjids in Maritzburg. And he was instrumental in establishing the Jamiat Midlands office in Maritzburg and served as one of the first Muslim marriage officers in Maritzburg. And he was always concerned about the poor and would arrange for the distribution of zakah to the poor and needy families. He would visit Muslim patients in the hospital and the prisoners in the prisons, Allah Akbar. These are these great ulama and the selfless service. On page 258, we have Hazrat Maulana Musa Hameji, Rahmatullah Ali. Although he did not formally serve in Maritzburg, but toward the latter years of his life, he settled here and he's buried here in Mountain Rise, Kabristan. And what a great alim he himself was, Allahu Akbar. On page 258, we can read various accounts of his life and left behind a tremendous legacy of kuffar. Amongst his own children, the ulama, his grandchildren, Huffaz of Quran, and so on. We go to page 254, and there we have the account of a very pious and great personality, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hafiz, Dr. Abdul Qadir Hansa, Rahmatullah Alayh, Allahu Akbar. Despite being a medical doctor, he was also at the same time a great sheikh and tariqat, a spiritual mentor and guide to many, and he was a passionate reciter of Quran, very melodious and beautiful recitation of Quran, and he would work extra days so that he could take time off and complete the Quran tilawat in Taraweeh. And he was Khalifa of none other than Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi Jalalabad. So on one side he was a physical doctor, on the other side he was a spiritual doctor. He started off his majalis in a little house in Rose Park, in Ladysmith, then which became a musalla, and later on it became a beautiful masjid, and it is named after his beloved Shaykh, Masjid Masihullah. And he would be the imam of that masjid for a long period of time, and conducted his majalis there. And though he had spent most of his time in Ladysmith, but he was a man of Peter Maritzburg, born here, studied here, and been in and out of Peter Maritzburg right through, and then passed away in Peter Maritzburg in the year 2020. There was also in Harwick a great alim by the name of Maulana Subhanallah Fazli Ahmed, and he had come in from Pakistan, and he had served in the Harwick community, which is, you can say, a district of Maritzburg, and he passed away in Peter Maritzburg, and his qabr is in the Mountain Rise Qabristan. Then we have a very great alim of Peter Maritzburg, and the first imam and personality of this masjid here in Mountain Rise, and that is none other than Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Suleiman Desai, Rahmatullah Ali. He was also amongst his contemporaries, was Hazrat Mufti Lajpuri Rahmatullah Ali, and he mentioned in Fatawa Rahimia by name, by Mufti Lajpuri Rahmatullah Ali. He was first the imam in the top masjid, and then later on, when this masjid was established, then he became the imam here, and he continued his services to the Ummat, one of the founding members of the Jamiat Ulama KZN, at its inaugural meeting, carried out his duties with great diligence, and taught a lot of people in this community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him with the highest reward. And then we have another great alim, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mullah Umar Wari Rahmatullah Ali, who also served here in Peter Maritzburg for a lengthy period of time. He was the ustad of many his students. He used to teach his classes in those years, and many students completed their IFs under him. It is said that 68 students completed their IFs under him, including famous ulama and scholars like Hazrat Qadi Ayub Isaak, and even Hazrat Mufti Abdul Samad Desai, and other great ulama. I can say a grand student of Hazrat, because he is the ustad of my ustad, and was also the ustad of my mother, Rahmatullah Alayha. So this was Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. The people know very well him in Islamia Madrasa. He was the ustad and imam there, and he's been teaching for many years. And like that, if we go to page 276, then we also have another great personality, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai, Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Madrasa Inamiya in Camperdown. And he's called Madani because he was born in Medina Sharif during the Hajj journey of his parents. And Allahu Akbar, associated with all the great ulama and the mashayikh of of India, Pakistan. He was also a student of Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. And he studied in Faisalabad, which is in Pakistan, under the late Mufti Zainul Abidin, Rahmatullah Ali. At the age of 17, he had taken bayat to Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya, Rahmatullah Ali. And he spent a lot of time in the company of the Akabirin, Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin. And we know that he also ran a Hifz class in Maritzburg for a number of years before the establishment of Madrasa Inamiya in Kempadam. So these are these great ulama and great personalities. So I've just briefly covered a little bit about the lives of these great personalities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them with the highest reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them their full measure of His unlimited reward and in'am and ajar of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the children and the progeny of these ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the institutions they established. May Allah keep these institutions alive till the end of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to value them and to appreciate them. So alhamdulillah, in this book there's about 100 ulama who have been mentioned, and besides the ulama there are also other prominent Muslim personalities of KZN who had served in whichever way they have been acknowledged. So we humbly request that we'd like everybody to read this book. Read it not once, but I say read it two times, three times, and you will see that just reading about these people fills our heart with nur, it fills our heart with peace, sukoon, and it also gives us an encouragement and a fervor to try to do better than what we are doing at present. Allah give us tawfiq. Now I would like to take the opportunity of inviting some of the family people of this great ulama as acknowledgement, and to hand over a copy, a complimentary copy of this kitab to them. So I would like to call upon Hazrat Maulana Iqbal Rawat Sahab, who is the grandson of Hafiz Hamza of Escort, Rahmatullah Ali, to accept on behalf of his late grandfather. And Hazrat Maulana Iqbal Sahab himself is a selfless servant of Islam, selfless alim, serving the community for decades. Then we'd like to call upon Haji Yaqub Sahab, who is the son of Hazrat Maulana Desai Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, to accept this kitab from us and acknowledgement, as acknowledgement, mashallah. And I'd also like to call upon Hafiz Dawood Desai on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani, to accept on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali. And whilst Hafiz Dawood is coming up, we would like to call upon Brother Dawood Bamji to come forward to accept on behalf of his late father-in-law, Maulana Ismail Muhammad Mahir.
Is there anybody else in the family that's present?
Maulana's sons are not here.
No.
Shall I do the closest in the name? We would also like to call upon Maulana Zahir Hansa to accept on behalf of Hazrat Hafiz Dr. Abdul Qadir Hansa Sahib.
MashaAllah.
And also we would like to call upon Maulana Jameel Sahib, if he is here, to accept on behalf of his father, Maulana Subhanallah. And if he is not here, then we could give the copy to Hafiz Dawood to pass it over, inshallah. He's in, is he in Richmond? Is he? Where? Is it Peter Mellon's call? Okay, so we make some arrangements. And so we also want to acknowledge our ulama at this moment in time. We are speaking about those great people, but our ulama of today, the ulama who are serving us, they deserve our greatest respect, they deserve our greatest appreciation. So inshallah, I would like to call upon the Imam of Masjid, Hazrat Maulana Suleiman Bamji, and give a copy
through Malana, mashallah, Qabbalallah. We can give, we did give to the family last week, but we can give you a copy again, inshallah. Please do come forward on behalf of your, on behalf of your late father. Asha, mashallah. So you can pass it over, inshallah. Then we also like to call upon Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Usman as a senior alim of Peter Mellon's work for all the great services he has been rendering over the years. Allah preserve Maulana, keep him in good health and keep his shadow over us for a long, long time. Please, Hazrat, accept inshallah. I'd like to call upon Mufti Tahir Sahib as the current Amir of the Jamiat Ulama KZN in Peter Mellon's work, and who's been great work of Deen also, mashallah, to accept a copy from us. This is Qari Abdul Aziz Sahib. Alright, so I'm 13 Ufarah, mashallah, on behalf of Qari Sahib, you can accept it from us and pass it over to him, inshallah. I'd also like to call upon the Deputy Imam Maulana Abdullah, a young alim, mashallah, serving this masjid, acknowledgement of that. I would like to call upon Hazrat Maulana Abdul Aziz Sahib, who is an alim serving this community for many, many years, a mustard of many, mashallah, and a live wire of the community. Allah preserve him with good health and long life. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I'd like to also like to, a copy we have for Hazrat Mufti Abdul Samad Sahib, but we'll see if Maulana Yaqub Sahib can collect it on behalf of Mufti Sahib. I did speak to Mufti Sahib, he had some appointment, he could not make it tonight.
I didn't understand that.
So, on behalf of Mufti Abdul Samad Sahib, who's a great senior alim and serving the community for. I also would like to call upon one of our very beloved colleagues and friends, Zafar Abdul Rashid Gonga, was also an imam here in this masjid for many years, and a senior alim, a very accomplished personality, like the community, principal now of Nizamiya School, and very much involved in all the great efforts of Deen, and very accomplished Mozahid. But I told him, he said, can you take it and pass it over to him, inshallah? Mashallah. He's half the size of the cemetery of New York and twice as dead. The Sleepy Hollow, Paris one, no more Sleepy Hollow. This whole district is on the map now. Hazrat Maulana Hasan Barchi, Dawud Barkatun, who is the founder of the Madrasa Noor for the Blind, and who, through the support of the parts of the world, and you know, serving in such a way that all the rewards go back to the community of management. So, if we could call upon somebody to come and accept on behalf of Muslims, you just elders of the community. If inadvertently we had forgotten someone, humble apology. If anyone wants to prompt us, hold for my hand. So, alhamdulillah, we have more or less given this out, and we once more want to thank Hazrat Maulana Suleiman for arranging this program for us and for the community to be present here, alhamdulillah, and Allah Ta'ala protect our community from taking these ni'mats for granted, because then we are going to be the losers. Allah's deen will carry on. Allah will find other people. Other people will come. They will be the tawallaw. Yes, tabdil qawman layer. You turn away, Allah says, I'll bring other people, and they won't be subalayakum amsalakum. They won't be like you. They will be appreciative.
and grateful. And the signs are already beginning to show that there are other communities who are coming up now, and they are showing much more greater gratitude and appreciation. And it mustn't be that everything gets shifted away from us because we turn our back and it goes elsewhere, then we will be the losers and we will be the ones who will be crying, but it will be of no benefit, it will be of no avail. I also would like to give one copy to our senior elder of Maritzburg, Haji Ismail Parak. Dawat Barakatuhu is not too well, he's not present here, but on behalf of himself and also a senior spiritual personality, our respected and honorable Hafiz Qasim, I would like to call upon Hafiz Muhammad to accept on behalf of these personalities in the community. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rashid Sahib, we request you to come and do a dua. Please come forward.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta al haneen wa kareem, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة لنا قرضا إلا قضيته ويسرته يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين
الله. Thank you.